Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to True Restoration's Tolkien Book Club on member-supported Restoration Radio. I am your host, Charles Bulchard, and today we are joined by Paul O'Brien. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So really, the aim of this show is to talk all things Tolkien. We're going to be starting off with The Hobbit, which is an amazing children's book written by J.R.R. Tolkien. And really, what we're going to do for this episode and with the remainder of this season is go chapter by chapter. Sometimes we'll do more than one chapter an episode, with the idea of just really exploring all the great themes and works and all the great stuff that's in this amazing book. And we're going to do it looking specifically at times at the Christian Catholic perspective, which you might not get with other discussions of this book, because they really just aren't looking for that. What we have here is the first chapter, An Unexpected Party. Before we really get into this, I also want to mention that we're using another book called Bilbo's Journey, written by Joseph Pierce. It's a very scholarly book, really fantastic book, and it really goes into great detail on the Christian themes of The Hobbit. And there's a sequel book, I think that's called Frodo's Journey, which goes way more in depth on The Lord of the Rings. So if you are reading along with us, the idea is it's like a book club. Each episode, you'll be able to discuss a chapter with us, and also highly recommend using Bilbo's Journey as well. We're going to be using chapters 1 and 2 of Bilbo's Journey here as well as talking points and using quotes, etc., if you would like to check that out yourself. So before we go any further into it, I'd also like to ask Paul, what's your experience with Tolkien, and just really how big of a fan are you?
Well, I'm a pretty big fan. My own experience with Tolkien began, I was 10 years of age, and we had to do The Hobbit at school. So that would have been year 5 for me. I took the book home and pretty much read it in a couple of days, and then ran to the library and started reading The Lord of the Rings and just got into it so much. I think I've worn out at least half a dozen sets of all the books over the years. Today, I mean, I still have 3 or 4 complete sets of Tolkien sitting around the house, and I've given some to the children as they've moved out and whatnot, but it's like a comfort book for me. I still go back and read it just for the sheer pleasure of it. You know, his ability to paint a picture with his words is, I think, unparalleled, and it's always been a favourite story of mine.
Do you have a particular favourite of Tolkien's works?
Being a little bit nerdier than most people, I've always liked The Silmarillion because of the backstory implications. I always like backstories. It could be a TV show, it could be anything. I love getting into people's motivations and histories. And Tolkien, of course, you know, he created such a universe for us, and to see the origins and, you know, where all the bad guys came from, where the good guys came from. I've always enjoyed that very much. But The Hobbit does occupy a special place in my heart because it was the first, and it was, you know, it was such a driver to me. It changed me as, well, not as a person, but it motivated me to get more into reading, which, you know, at 10 years of age, you're sort of on the cusp and there's a lot of distractions and you know, you can go one way or the other. And for me, it just, it really pushed me into a love of books altogether.
And this is something I have noticed in discussion with many Catholics when it comes to reading fiction in general. There is this idea of really trying to be careful not to read bad fiction and bad books that are going to pull us away from a good spiritual life. What's your opinion in terms of Tolkien's works in trying to keep a good balance with that as a Catholic?
I think it's immediately apparent.